Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, family. You know, I have a routine that I do when I wake up in the morning. First of all, I wake up and realize, wow, I made it through another day, so I show gratitude. I say some prayers, take the time, I either read the Quran or read the Bible or read some metaphysical book, something that's motivational to keep me going. And then from there, then I would tune into YouTube. It's just a thing that I got that I like to tap in and get a feel of the temperature and what's going on around the world. And this morning, I happened to come across this YouTuber that I listen to. She's of Haitian descent. And then she was sending out condolences and, you know, rest in peace for this Haitian singer that was very popular, but I've never heard of him before. And his name is Micah Ben, and his full name, that's his stage name. And his full name is Michael Benjamin. And he was in Paris performing. He had just got finished performing on stage, and this was around 12 a.m. this morning, 10:16. And then he had passed away on stage. He had just performed. So when she said this, I'm saying I didn't get much more information than this. So I said, okay, let me do some research and see what's going on with this. So I said, I put in the search engine and I typed Micah Ben dying on stage. And then I saw different clips from different people, and they showed him. He was singing. He was a good-looking young man, whatever. He was 41 years of age. He had children. He was married, had a wife, and his wife was expecting. She's 8 months pregnant. And then so he sings. He seemed to have had a good performance. And then he just turned around, and as he was walking away, he just dropped. Now, the thing is, I've seen things in movies or on television and news where people are passing out, or they'll show you something of someone getting killed or something. But it was something about the way that he just dropped. And I was just transfixed, and I felt a way about that. And then it took me back to a time when I was still working. This was about a year ago, about this time. And I was waiting for the bus because I was transferring buses. So I was sitting waiting for the bus to go into work. And then I was on Pickens Avenue and Rockaway Avenue. And then, you know, it's busy over there and people moving about and doing their thing and what have you. And then I just saw this brother. He had two bags in his hands, two shopping bags. He must have come from shopping or something. And then he was walking, and then he just went backwards. The way that he fell, it was just like, it was just so strange to me. It was something about that fall. And I said, that doesn't look good. And then what I realized when I saw Micah Ben and how he passed out on the stage, it triggered me and took me back to that time. And I remember I was on the phone. I had called Angela because we were about to get on the prayer line and we were talking about that. And the thing was, it showed me that any time your life can be taken from you. They were just walking, performed the full life, doing whatever it was that they did. And then I just saw life leave them. And that's what registered in my mind. And it made me feel a way. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to leave you with these two questions. Do we want anger to be the focus of our lives? And do we want to end up living lives full of resentment and regrets? So we're going to do our intro to the show, and then we'll pick up from there. Angela, take it away. Take it away.
Good evening, everyone, beautiful people out there. Welcome to Conversations with A&A. Tonight's show is about control and how to get it. Tonight, Avon and I will be discussing the different ways control shows up in our lives. So thank you for all the callers and supporters that we have for the show.
Yes. Today is Sunday, 10/16/2022, 8 p.m., and we want you to know that, yes, we are co-hosts, but then you, the callers, are our other co-hosts here, and we want you to contribute. This is not a female show. It's not a women's show. It's not a man's show. It's a people show. It's a family show. And we want you to know, you may have sisters here, but we always need the balance there. So when you have female energy, you need that male energy there. So I want to speak and beseech the brothers out there. We want to hear your contributions as well, because we don't want this one-sided. And that's part of the problem that we have today, that folks are not feeling like they're being heard. Everybody has their own agenda, their own talking points, and that's it. So they don't want to hear what the other one is doing. And that causes dissension, and we don't like each other right now. And that's not a good thing. We're already under attack, so we cannot be attacking each other. So we're going to go on that. So I want to hear from everyone tonight. Now, the reason why I want to give you some background why I chose those stories, because I was trying to figure out what can I talk and share with you guys tonight. And then that popped up. I said, okay, since that's there, then there's something to this, and I need to run with it. Now, when I was younger, years ago, I believe I was in junior high school, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't know if you all remember the Waco, Texas situation with Jim Jones and how he had killed all those people drinking the Kool-Aid. Now, I was younger then, and I did not, you know, I hadn't been exposed to things like that. And when I heard this, it affected me so deeply because I didn't know what to do with that. That so much death and so much sadness, and I can feel that energy. I can tell you what it is now, but I couldn't figure out what it was then. I just felt this tremendous weight on me, and I felt sad. I just felt depressed. And then I remember around the summertime, I would take that time, and I just took to my bed because it was just too much. I couldn't think. It's like, okay, what do I do with this? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? I just couldn't get it together. It was just weighed at me, and I couldn't do anything, but I just slept so I would not think about it. And then over time, I just, from that point on, I just noticed certain things. I became sensitive. I would just pick up this energy. Something come to me, and I just feel this weight. And then later on in the day, I would find out something had happened. I've had felt feelings. I found out later on that something, a young cousin of mine had passed away. He was a baby. I have found out I had a feeling one day, and then I was in gym, and I just felt this. I was fine doing whatever I had to do, but then all of a sudden, I just felt this weight. And then later on, I come find out that my father was in a car accident. He totaled his car, you know, and the way that he described it, I said, oh, my God, the surprise that he is still here today. But he will tell me all the time, say, he ain't going nowhere. He got too much to do. So, you know, that was a good thing. But the thing is, the way that I felt then, these stories reminded me of that. And because that was so heavy back then, I found a way to suppress that because I could not function. That was so bad. It weighed on me so much that it almost took me out. I was just like, I don't want to deal with this. This is just too much to handle. But now I'm feeling this way again. There's this feeling in the air, that this heaviness. I'm picking up this heavy energy from our folks. People are hurting. People are sad. And we need to do something about this. And so, I don't know all the answers. But what I do know, I'm told to share it. So I'll share something with you. And hopefully, someone can benefit from it and go on. And like I'm sharing with you, I want you to share with us, and then you share with other people. And then that's how we can help heal this world that we're in right now. So we're going to start with, we're going to do our definitions and stuff so that we're on the same page. So again, the name of the show is Control and How to Get It. And the call-in number for our guests is 515-605-9322. Again, that's 515-605-9322. Now, control. As now, control, the power to influence or direct people's behavior or the course of events. As a verb, determine the behavior or supervise the running of. Now, here are some examples of the types of control. Preventative controls are proactive in that they attempt to deter or prevent undesirable events from occurring. Then there are corrective controls, and they are put in place when errors or irregularities have been detected. Then we have detective controls, provide evidence that an error or irregularity has occurred. Now, control is present in all aspects of life. Now, today or tonight, depends on when you're listening, where you are in the world, you're listening to this, the focus is going to be mostly on relationships, okay? So now we have, and we want to know, how does this look? How does it show up in relationships? Okay, let's look at the child parent. Now, the parent's job is to teach values, morals, and principles to the children. And it's up to the parent on how he will guide and shape his child in getting these things. So that's up to the parent. Now, another example, let's do it from the child's point of view. Now, the child wants independence in exploring and experiencing the world in their own way. Example, you see babies. In the beginning, you have to do everything for them. You're feeding them, you're changing their diapers or whatever. But then when they get to the point where they know how to hold the spoon, and they recognize that this spoon and food on it, and I need to get it to my mouth somehow. So they don't want you to help them. They want to figure it out for themselves. They want to experience it for themselves. They want to dress themselves. So that is how we see it in the parent examples. These are not all the ways. I'm just giving you some examples of how this shows up. Now, this is something that I'm sure a lot of us are interested in, and this is how control shows up in romantic relationships. Now, people throw away relationships because they can't get their way. Now, I see that we have a lot of callers on this line right now, so I'm not going to go into too many examples of that. When you talk to me, you're going to share whatever it is that you want to share. But I just want to give you some things to show you how this shows up. Now, then you have people change and they grow. And one of the spouses don't want to make the adjustments to make the relationship work. You know, so instead, what they try to do is they try to restrict you and retard the other's growth. They'll say things, you know, like, why are you doing all that? And, you know, they do things to discourage you, to dissuade you from engaging, to get up, because why? They want to control you. They don't want you to get away from them, to get too far ahead from them. So they try to keep you in the space that you were before. And then the other thing, and the selfish thing in that sometimes is, that is selfish. Why? Because the thing is, why can't they do the work to keep up with you? And then you can grow together. So I want you to think about that. Now, how might it show up in a man? Okay, let's say a man loses his finances, his status, and then he feels that his woman loses respect for him. He tries to regain control by how? Playing mind games, such as the new popular term we have now is gaslighting. They try isolating you from your family, friends, from other people to keep you separate and apart, okay? And they do the belittling thing. And let me say something. I'm not man bashing anyone. I'm just giving an example how it shows up. Because guess what? Women do the same thing. All of these examples that I give you, both sexes are guilty of doing it. But I'm just showing ways that it's popular and how it's presented to us. Okay, so, and then another thing that he might try to do is intimidate. And I want to say, I want to stay here for a minute because I want to say something about that. Those things that we tend to put on the men, and because it's a masculine trait. But guess what? You have women these days pulling the same nonsense right here. The thing is, this is bad. And it's a bad thing. When women are moving out of, they're not moving in their feminine energy, they're moving out of that masculine energy. And then they're coming at men like they're another man. And then it's just bad business. I'm not going to go into it too much, but I just want you to know that it's not, I'm not bashing one side over the other. This is an equal opportunity thing that's going on here, and it's not a good thing. And we got to work on that. So that's all I'm going to say for that. And then I'm not going to get too much in speaking for the men, because that's why I say I want to see the brothers. I want to hear from them so they can tell us for themselves what's going on. We have this thing here with women. We listen and we talk amongst ourselves and to each other, and we're talking about, oh, what the man wants and what he's doing and what he's thinking and what have you. Thing is, the most important thing to do is, why don't you ask a man what it is that he's thinking and what it is that he wants and want to do? Because we get the opportunity. There are, in all, like I said, in both cases, on both sides, you have folks that are out of order, and they'll do, there are exceptions to the rule. So I'm not going to put it on one person. But the thing is, that is not the way to go, and you don't want to do that. That's not a thing that you want to do. And we want to hear from the brothers and how they come to the conclusion and why they think the way that they think. Okay? Now with a woman, how she may feel the need to control, she feels small. She feels that she has no voice, literally or figuratively, and she controls her environment by becoming obsessive and compulsive. Example, in the cleaning, everything has to be just so, and nothing can be out of place, because if anything is out of place, then she feels lost and she's out of it and pulled out of the way. So, you know, that is another way. So I said a lot right there. Angela, you have any thoughts on any of this, or have examples of how you see it come up?
Well, Avon, I just want to let everybody know I have a live audience in my house. I got about shout out to the Avon A&A radio show tonight. So I have someone here with me tonight, and they would like to they have some questions for you, Avon. So we would just put on. She's calling from New York, New York.
Woo!
Okay.
New York.
Hey, how's it going?
Everything is well. How are you?
I'm chill like a villain, you know.
I hear you.
So I found this topic to be... Say that again?
No,
oh, I found this topic to be really interesting, because as you were talking, I guess I was thinking about control in different ways, right? But for me, you know, I thought that control was such a heavy word. And one thing that I was thinking about is just like outside of yourself, like for me, control is about yourself. I do believe in influence for other people, but when it comes down to relationships, I think that control is such a very intense word. And I think that when it comes down to control, the biggest thing that you can control is yourself, and having control on how you show up and your emotions and stuff with your relationships. I think that when you get to a place where you're trying to control a person or control an environment, I think that that's where you kind of lose yourself a little bit. So I found that to just be really interesting, especially because when I was thinking about, like, even myself in work, right, I'm like, okay, there's different things that, like, even for myself, I have to question at times my own integrity and things like that, or what am I sacrificing to kind of keep control of who I am? Because at the end of the day, when you are in certain environments, it can jeopardize my financial stability, you know? So how do you keep control and be sure of who you are, even especially like in your workplace, and not lose control of that, especially when working in different environments, especially when you're working in a team environment, you're working with different people, you can't control them, you know? You can influence them, but you can't control them. So then how does that show up, and how do you not lose yourself within that whole situation?
Okay, that is a very good question. Let me tell you something. Angela, we can end the show tonight, because you just answered the question and where we're going, because that's it. I just gave you examples of how it shows up. But guess what? You are absolutely correct. You cannot control anyone but yourself. And then so you were on point. I just didn't get there. I said, since we were there and I was asking Angela, but since you were there to ask the question, so we can jump into it, and that's very good. You can only control yourself. And then you have to, and then how you control yourself, guess what? You got to know yourself. You have to learn yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we talk about, that self-worth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We get caught up in the idea of, oh, everybody else and everything around us. Oh, this one's doing that. That's one is doing that. And then we, for some reason, we have, you can't control anybody. You cannot control
anybody.
But then
what is that, but then what does that look like? But then what does that look like when you're a mother? Because me at the workplace, it looks really different versus me being a mom, you know? Like if I was, I'm not a mom, you know, but I do have a whole bunch of cousins and my own mom, you know, and my grandmother, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And just one thing that I know that they've all struggled with, especially being beautiful black women, is losing their children. And what I mean by that is that when your children move on and they're grown and they want to do their own thing and they want to go out and they want to, you know, live out and that, you know, especially even when I was like moving out, you know, and you find your own voice as a child, right? Then what does that look like for the mother? Because how do you keep that control? Because, you know, it's natural. It's innate. It's within you to be protective and to make sure that your babies are safe, right? So you don't want to release that control. But at the same time where, you know, you get to the age where you're just like a free bird and you want to fly away, you know? So what does that look like? And what's the advice that you have for the mom who's struggling with losing that control over their babies, you know, who are no longer babies?
I like that. That's a lot right there. So let's break that down. Let's break it down. The first thing is you cannot control them and you don't want to control them. Right now, in the beginning, when you're raising them, you're molding them and teaching them things about life, how they connect to life, how they connect to themselves. And then guess what? Children, they're watching you. They're always watching everything that you do. And a lot of that is also you got to role model it by how you live and how you do. So this is why it's important that you do that self-work. Because a lot of times, guess what? We don't do that self-work and we find ourselves, we're having kids or whatever, and then we got to try to figure it out as we're growing up, as they're growing up. So we're growing up together. A lot of times we don't get that, you know, that time to really focus in on ourselves and really understand what that is and what it looks like. So we got to get back to that. So the parent, let me back up a little bit. The most important relationship and the first relationship is relationship to self. We got to get that right. You understand? When you don't have that relationship in order, it is hard. It's difficult to teach somebody else or show that to someone else if you don't have it to give for yourself. So that is why you always have to do the self-work. But what Angie likes to bring up is that you don't do it in a vacuum. You learn it from being around other people. So the thing is, once you build the confidence in yourself and once you understand these principles and things for yourself, you can translate that to your children. And they understand it by how you move, how you do with them, and whatever. You show them examples. You show the connections how. Well, this will bring you this result, and you do this because of this reason. So that's what comes in all of that. And then the thing is, when you know that you have, and another thing that I like to say, you got to tap in. And that's when we get in alignment, when you tap into that higher self of yours, that's whatever you choose to call it, your God, Allah, Jesus, the Most High, infinite intelligence, whatever it is, you have to learn how to tap into that. And then when you have that, you have answers. We have all these answers within us. We have to know how to go within and bring that out. So once you feel that comfort with yourself, that will translate to the children. And once you have that trust for yourself, you can have it and you won't. And if you understand, and here's another thing, there's so many things. Wow, universal laws. If you understand how this world works and what have you, and you are comfortable with that understanding and knowledge, you would not have the fear. And then that's what we spoke about last week, that false evidence appearing real. When you are confident in that and you're standing on that, you won't have that fear. You're not living in fear, so you won't project that onto your kids. that you know that they'll be all right. You know that they're protected. So I don't know. There's so many parts to that. But did I begin to give some insight in what you've asked? Part of your question?
Well, Ms. Avon, yes and no. And I think that the only part that I'm kind of digging into is that I think that one thing I heard you say is really about that self-reflection, but how many parents do we see nowadays that their children's behavior don't reflect what's taught in the household? You know, so I do think that there's something in how parents show up for their kids, but at the same time, sometimes because of outside influence or outside control, your kids show up and do other things that they weren't taught from their parents, that they did not get there. So that's why I think that there's always that internal challenge and struggle within the mother to keep that control, because the earlier you lose that control, so to say, you know, for lack of a better word, I think that the influence from other people or the control from other people kind of jumps in there, and your kid starts to show up and you see behaviors that you don't recognize anymore, you know? So I don't know that that's all factual, because, you know, even just looking at within my family, I can say that, like, I know what I was taught and I know the values that's been instilled in me, but I can't say that all of my siblings or my cousins, they all show up the same way in the way that we were raised, you know? So then how does that work?
Well, you're absolutely right. There's influence. Like I said, the parent can do the best that they can and bring them to some point. And then there is a point in time where the child, like I said, through that independence and they learn and like I said, there will always be that influence. And guess what? We come down here to learn lessons. Now, we come down here to learn lessons. Now, we have a contract and who the people in the family are, whatever. All that is part of it. And then you come through them and then you get what it is. There's something that you're going to pick up from them and something that they get from you as well. So the thing is, you're right. It's not, they can't control you. That's the point. You can't control anybody. You can influence them. The only person that you can control is yourself. And then what that shows up in the Bible is they say mastering yourself. You have to learn to master self. You can only provide guidance and your influence. But like you say, when you're out in the world, you got other entities coming in that can influence you. And like I said, you can do the best that you can. And it's your connection and how you get in alignment that helps you to feel good. And then the best thing is to help much as you can teach the kid. But guess what? You cannot do it all, because they're going to go out and do what they have to do, because that is the goal and that's what they're going to do in life. That's why you come here. You help your parents and your family for a lot. You get a lot of influence from them, but there's a point where you have to figure and get it out on your own. And that's going to come through outside influences, good, bad, or indifferent. You, as a parent, you would just hope that you were able to give as much as you could. You understand? It's like you can't give them everything, as much as you could, but there are other factors along. And then they have their own journey. You say you have a journey together, but they have their own journey, and they come here to learn their own journey. And it may not be what you think it is, and it's not going to be, and how they learn it and go get it is not going to be the way that you want it to be all the time. Because look, even with yourself, it's not what you think. How we get our lessons is different. You understand what I'm saying? Because we come here to learn a lesson. We get to ask what the lesson is, but we don't get to choose how we learn it. And that's what we got to get a hold of, where we're not in control of that. You have higher forces that control that and help you get that. And then it's up to you as you're opening and tap, and then how open and agreeable you are if you're going to get that lesson. Well, sometimes, guess what? Sometimes you don't get it. And you know what that is? People come back to get the lesson again. So you're not everybody gets it all the time straight out the first time around. Sometimes you come back a few times to get this lesson. So I understand what you're saying. I don't know. Angela, you have any thoughts that maybe you could, you know, any thoughts that you want to add on to it? So maybe that you can help.
Okay. First of all, I have a live audience in my home, like a little studio going on here. So she just want to mention one more thing. And then we're going to take some other calls, okay? Go ahead. You can.
Thank you, Ms. Avon. I have one last question, and then I'm done.
Okay.
My last question is more of a personal one, because I know we were talking about control, right? And I want to stay on that, is that how do you, or what advice do you give, would you give someone when it comes down to control of self when you're dealing with personal relationships? So whether it be like a lover and a partner or within your family, when sometimes you're dealing with people and they may bring out some triggers or things that may trigger you or trigger some things that may not be like, you know, that may not be healthy for you and or in a way that you don't really love and you may lose control, you know? So how do you maintain that when you're in a situation where, you know, that may trigger you?
Okay, with the triggers. Well, the answer that I'm going to give, and you're going to hear it time and time again, and that is self-work. And my definition of that self-work is when you're able to identify and recognize who you are and what your truth is and be willing to stand in it. You have to get that self-work for yourself and understand you. Never mind trying to control someone else. You can't. And then when you're in a relationship, you don't want to chain somebody else's soul. You don't want to control that soul. You want them to develop, and hopefully they are doing their own self-work and what have you. And then you're feeling good about yourself, and you are good on your own as a standalone. And then you will attract someone that has similar values and ways that you appreciate, you know what I'm saying? Because there are times you might like somebody, but you're not compatible with them, you know? So the thing is, and in relationships come now, you have to be open. When you come and meet this person, the thing is, there are a lot of things that you might like, and there are certain things. This is why you have to have conversations. This is what you do in this courting period. You take time. You need to ask these questions. You need to talk and find out how this person is thinking and what's going on. And then you realize, well, look, if you decide at some point that you want to take this relationship further, now you see some red flags or things that you're not crazy about. The thing is, you have to ask yourself right then and there, can I live with this the rest of my life? This may be it. This person may never change. Sometimes people evolve and they grow and they learn and they can come out of certain things. But what if they don't? You have to go in knowing that this is it. This may be it right here. There may not be any changes. Can I deal with this? And then you have the option right then and there. But then when you get in it and then it does not change, you cannot be upset and say, well, like, wow, you know, I thought this, and you can't get upset. You saw it in the beginning. And then you have the opportunity. You have control then of the situation of yourself to say yay or nay to that situation. So, I don't know, I just got passionate and went off on that. Did I answer your question? And first of all.
Yes,
hello?
Thank you so much, Ms. Avon. Yes, thank
You're
you so
welcome.
Much, Ms. Avon.
You're welcome.
Okay, I was just going to go on to one of another callers because we got some callers here been waiting for a while. So thank you, DJ, for your input and your contribution to the show tonight. I'm going to call a 0110. Just please let us know the city and state you're calling from. So once again, call a 0 with the last number is 0110. Hello, caller? If you have a statement,
evening.
Comment.
Good evening.
Hello?
Good evening.
This is Fatima, Avon's sister, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hello.
And I find the topic very interesting. And your caller, previous caller, she hit the nail on the head. Very insightful. And yes, we have to have control of ourselves and know ourselves first before we can let anybody else into our space. Because if we can't walk in our own purpose and know ourselves, we can't train anybody else or lead anybody else, and we can easily be influenced.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Indeed.
And you caught me off guard. I said 0110.
Yes, it is. We appreciate
it. Oh, God.
Do you have anything else that would you like to share with us? Any thoughts
no,
or
ma'am.
Questions?
No, ma'am. I'm just listening. Y'all doing a good job. Continue on, ladies.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Continue listening. All right. Okay, Angie, you ready?
Yes, I'm going to put you on hold so you can continue listening. Okay, I'm going to caller with the last digits 9944. Please state the city and state that you're calling from and whether you have a comment or a question.
Okay, this is Brother Shalama from Newcastle, Delaware. I'm actually on the phone with Brother Abdul, and he would probably comment a little more, so he's on with me. But I did want to say that I did appreciate the opening where it was like life goes quickly. I've lost young relatives in my family also. And then when we really look back at it, we really don't want to stress. So I appreciated that opening that Avon made that, you know, we don't want to stress the small stuff. It's really, at the end of the day, it's not even important. That's it for me. I don't know if Abdul want to say something.
Yeah, I'm Abdul. I'm from Lindenwall, New Jersey, and I frequent New York all the time. I go to New York every other week, and I meet with my business partners up there. And I want to say, you know, as far as this control thing first, and no offense to any females on the phone, is a woman should never allow any man to dictate to her how things are. A lot of women let men do that so they can just be with this particular man. If a man is like that and he begins like that in your relationship, he's going to continue to be like that. And that's something you should never, ever allow. No one to tell you what to do or how to do it. No one to tell you how to be or where you should be. You know, women make the mistake of choosing men that they don't have a future with. But they try to put themselves in that picture where they shouldn't be. You know, like me personally, I don't like women that I consider to be weak because I consider that's a weak person. If you could tell a woman, well, look, babe, this is the way this is going to be between me and you, and they go along with it, then that's a person. For me, that's a person I don't want to be with. I want a person that can be their own person. And even when it comes to kids, I mean, women can be an influenced person for children, but not try to dictate to them or control them either. And a man, the same thing. I mean, I have kids, and I've never dictated to my kids. Only thing I told them to go to school, get a good education so they can get a good job, and do better for themselves. But I don't try to make them do that. That's their choice if they do it. If they do it, they do it. If they don't, they fail. You know, like my kids now, they're poor. I got three daughters, and the three of them are poor people because they didn't listen to me. You know, and I'm a person that came from a criminal background. I was never involved with drugs or nothing like that, but I came up in a criminal-controlled neighborhood, gangs and guns and all that kind of stuff. And that was the best life I ever had. Because that made me a better person and made me understand people better and made me more or less a guide for other people so they don't have to come through a life like that. You know, I never tried to persuade other kids to get involved when I was involved with that stuff. I tried to talk them out of it so they don't be a part of this stuff because I knew I was just going to move on from that life and become a business person. But when you think about control and you think about being controlled, that's the worst picture you can put yourself in. Because as a female, you should never want a man directing you all the time with orders. And you should never accept it to begin with, because if you're in a relationship like that, when it starts like that, it's going to stay like that. Once you give in to a man's control, he's going to always have it, because you're not going to feel that you can get out of it, because you feel he got you trapped. Because then you start having his kids, and then you start living that lifestyle with him, and you feel as though that now without him, I can't move on. But you put yourself in that picture to begin with. Now, I think that when parents are involved, my parents could not control me. Even as a child, they couldn't do it, because I wasn't going to do what they said. I felt like I was a kid. I was 7 years old, and that's when we started having, well, I had problems when I was five with the kindergarten stuff, but I don't want to go into that story. But when I was seven, after I got suspended from school for cursing a principal out, when I came home with my mother and father, my father asked me, he was done with the stuff that happened in school. He understood why I cursed you. That wasn't the issue. He wanted to know if it was problems at home. So I said, yeah, it's problems at home. He said, well, what's the problem? And I said, can I get up? He said, yeah, sure, Junior. I said, can I speak my mind? He said, sure. I said, well, the problem is you two. You two constantly telling me what to do all the time. I said, you have three other kids to concern yourself with, and you should leave me alone. And my father said, son, do you realize that you're the child and we're the adults? I said, yeah, I understand that, but you can't tell me what to do all the time and expect me to do it. He said, oh, yes, I do, and yes, I am. I said, well, guess what? All you can do is punish me, because I'm not going to do it. And he said, all right, son, that's it. End of conversation. Goodbye. Now, see, some parents, like I had dictatorial parents, both of them, very controlling people. And what that does, I'm glad they was like that, though, because I became the opposite person. Usually kids are influenced by the negativity that their parents have, and it comes on to them as a child, and then it leads them into an adulthood that same way. But I was just the opposite. I became an uncontrollable person, but only controlled by myself. And I talked to other people to always be themselves, rather than with their parents or with their loved ones, but never be overbearing with their kids and how they raise their kids. You know, you're supposed to, for your children, you're supposed to be a guide. You know, you try to show them a way, a path to go, and let them pick the way to go at it. You know, but never dictate to them, you got to do this, you got to do that. Don't do that, because that'll make a kid resent that. See, I never resented my parents. I just wasn't going to do it. You know, I could take the beatings, because I said, you know, what can you do? You can beat me. That's it. I can take that. I got beatings every day till I was 13, till I was 12. At the end of the age of 12, he stopped it, because my father said one day when I came in the house, he was sitting waiting for me, sitting by the windows in the summertime waiting for me to come in the house that day. And he heard me tell my friend, little Oscar, that let me go in the house and get this beat real fast and I'll be right back out. So I went in the house. My father said, son, what did you just tell your friend? I said, oh. I said, first, I didn't know what he's talking about. Then I said, oh, Oscar. I said, I just told Oscar to me go in the house, get the beat real fast, and I'll be right back out. He says, that's all it means to you? I said, Dad, you beat me every day. I said, I'm used to it. I said, you know, it becomes routine. I said, that's part of my life. You beat me, so what? I can take it. I'll go right back out. You know, that's when the beating stopped. Then he tries to reason with me more after that. But as a person in life, I like to be reasonable with people all the time. I've never beat my kids. I've never put my hands. I got three daughters, and I never put my. I'd holler at them, scream at them, curse at them, you know, or put them in their place when I had to, because I raised them myself. See, their mom left, you know, the last one we had later, but the mom left when my kids was about 9 and 10.
Okay.
Yeah, so she left after that. And I raised her myself. And I tried to do the best. You know, she had access to them every day. But I tried to do the best I could to make the kids realize that the decisions you make in life when you're young is going to affect you when you get older. So the best thing to do is to get the education first so you can do anything you want to do, positive or negative. But at least you're smart enough to be able to do that because you got the education behind you. But, you know, they didn't do that, you know. And my thing with females is this. A woman should never, like I said before, allow herself to be dictated to. Because, I hate men that do that kind of stuff, men that try to control women like that. Because, you know, nobody is going to control me ever or dictate to me. I'm a reasonable person, and I always give the person a length of time to make the changes in their life that they need to make for themselves. You know, so I don't never want to influence that. I just want to put the idea in their head and let them go from there. And that's all, you know. I would go on forever, so you know, I think somebody else might come in because my story is forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, you know.
But yours is an important story. That's it. That's an important story, and I want to say that. First and foremost, I want to say to both of you brothers, thank you so much for being here and showing up because we needed that male balance here. So I appreciate you for that. And I want you to hold on because we might, if you don't mind, we may come back to you to ask some other questions.
Oh, yeah, sure.
To touch upon other things. And I want to make a point on what you just described here. Now, see, through the way that you were raised and then that control, it worked negatively towards you. So then you moved the opposite way. So you said that you realize that I will not be controlled, and then how you conduct your life from this point on, as far as others, you're not worrying about controlling anyone else because you know what that feels like, and you know it does not work. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you, Abdul, for calling in. But I have someone in the live audience who want to speak once again from New York, New York. She want to address something that Abdul said.
Hi, Ms. Avon, I'm back.
Hello.
Go for it. All right, so one thing that I did hear, and I just want to make sure, like, everybody has different opinions, right? Everybody has different backgrounds, different upbringings and things like that. I do think that it's something in gender roles. So for me, you know, I grew up a bit traditional, and there are just certain things that I do believe in. I am, as much as I am all about women empowerment and things like that, I do believe in gender roles. And I don't think that it's necessarily controlling or control if you were to have your partner, especially for me, I wouldn't mind having my partner lead me. So I was a little just kind of like interested in some things. I don't know if it was Abdul or someone right before him, whatever, but they had mentioned something about like they don't like to tell their woman what to do. I think that it just depends on what that looks like, you know, because I do believe in influence in both ways, and I do believe in being a strong partner and a strong support to my partner. But I do not want to, for me personally, I don't think that it's controlling if I were to let my partner lead me. If that makes any sense.
Well, you know, if you want me to answer that.
Yeah, I do.
You should, okay. You should not want to be led by anybody. You should be a leader yourself. I mean, you're a person.
But I am a leader.
Yeah, but I mean, you gotta balance things out. A relationship between a man and a woman should be equal all the time. It shouldn't be the man's influence the most and you taking the back end of that. You shouldn't even want that. I mean, you know, you got to think of yourself as a woman of standing. You know what I mean? You should be an outstanding person, so you don't want another person to lead you. You shouldn't even want that.
What?
You should want it on an equal plane all the time about everything, because that way no man can lead you or dictate to you. Okay.
I'm just, I didn't mean to cut in. I'm sorry, I had to cut in. Just for the record, Some of us kind of do like that. So I kind of like the fact, but it has to be carefully, because if you know, obviously a man could take advantage of that, or a woman could. And in our community, a lot of times the women actually are leading the households. But but some of us do like a woman who doesn't mind that. So he has his thoughts. I've known him for over 30 years. He has his thoughts. Mm-hmm. I have my thoughts. So just remember, some of us do kind of like that. I'm peace. I'm peace.
Yeah. Even for me, I would sit there and say that, like, to be quite honest with you guys, like, for me, I run my business, you know, and I'm a leader there, and I run my business. And it's a lot, you know, when you're constantly leading and you're constantly telling people not what to do, but you're giving direction in a high, you know, in a high capacity, there are times where you want to be led, you know. I do believe in leadership, and I am one. I'm naturally a leader, you know, and it shows up in my professional life as well. But in my personal life, there are moments where I want to be led. It does not mean that I'm not going to be a supportive woman. It doesn't mean that I'm going to lead in my way, but I would like my household to be led by my partner. But it, like I said, it doesn't mean that, like, I don't have, like, there are points where you are going to show leadership within your partnership, within the way that you raise your kids and other things like that. But I do believe, and I just didn't want to make sure that wasn't mixed up with control, because I don't believe that's control. I just believe that I appreciate someone who can also lead when I'm leading all day, to come home and to sit there and say, you know what, you take the reins right now, and you can kind of be the king of that castle. But it doesn't mean that I'm not a queen.
You know,
Shalimar,
yep.
I love this conversation that's gone back and forth. Shalimar, can you
tell
us how that would look for you? What does that look like? Because the sister here is saying something.
For,
what does it look like?
For the man to lead?
Yes.
What do you mean? For what does that look like? Right.
When you said, well, you kind of like that.
Yeah, okay. I can appreciate a woman of that mindset. I think the man should lead, me personally. And it looks like him being on the front line of battle. Leadership is not just about giving orders. Leadership is, and I don't think Abdul would disagree with this. Leadership is about you step out there first. It comes with all the battlefield scars on the front line, and the wife is the support. So it does mean sometimes perhaps giving orders in my world. I'm not saying the other woman was saying that. So, yeah, leadership means you take the lead. You take the greater risk. You get up first. If there is a task to do, then leadership doesn't mean you assign people. You get in there and hit it hardest, and the others come behind you. So it doesn't mean taking advantage, or like in my mind, where that's why I said one has to be careful. And I know that in a lot of quote black power organizations, right, when it's male led, I'm not saying all men would do this, but then it's like you're just basically giving orders and saying, do my work for me. No, it means you're at the front of the work. You're taking on the greatest opponent. And, you know, whatever that opponent looks like, whether it's financial, physical, or whatever, the lead comes with all the responsibilities and the, you know, the but also sort of the control factor in my mind. So, you know, I'm not saying that anybody else necessarily would have to share that view, but I think that it was meant for men to lead the households. That's my position, whatever it's worth.
No, that is, okay, it is worth a lot.
I'm sorry, Avon, I just want to say this. I have a live audience here, right? And once again, and we are, for those who just tuning in, we talking about control, right? And how do you get it? So I have a 25, how old are you? 25 and
a 36
6-year-old perspective, right? And the 25 is kind of, you know, she's kind of shy. So I'm going to just speak on her. And the 36-year-old be getting lit, you know. So I got young people in my house. I'm not, you know, not no disrespect to the elders or whatever. But let's hear from them. Mm-hmm. So she feels, I have one, 25, from New York, New York. Right, and a 36-year-old. Y'all heard about her, you heard her opinion. Now, the 25-year-old said she don't mind allowing a man to be the head of her household because when she come home, okay, when she come home, tell me to be quiet. When she come home, she wants to be at peace. She want to do her woman thing. She want to worry about her nails, her hair, and being her femininity. And this is a 25-year-old. So I'm not making this up. I kid you not. So you said you want to be able to come home and relax, right?
Yes, I'll relax after my long day at work. I won't have to be leading the household when I get home. That's like if I did everything I need to do at my job, come home and just chill and relax, and my husband could take over and that's not really controlling because he's not controlling. He's just doing what a man does around the house that I should be doing. I could be doing, but I just want to relax. It'd be
right. So you don't mind a man taking over, like being head of the household, you doing what you have to do as a woman. But so not. Do you feel like he's controlling you?
No, that's not controlling.
Okay. So do you feel if a man, like, do you feel like you have to ask your mate, if y'all living together, do you have to ask your mate, like, y'all be in agreement with something before you make decisions, whether it's financial? Yes. How do y'all feel about that?
Yes. I don't really know. But it depends on what the financial situation is. I feel like if it's something that has to do with me personally, like, I feel like my partner shouldn't have an opinion on that. Like, if it's something about me changing my hair or my nails or going to buy something or wear something, not there. But when it comes down to, like, matters of the home, then we can have an agreed response. But it doesn't mean that I don't want them to leave me and to leave that.
Okay. Who said they want their men to leave them? I mean, in a healthy way. Okay. What about you?
Yeah,
okay, come on.
Not controlling or
you just say they don't know who you are.
Yeah.
You want your man to lead you. Okay, what you say, Mo?
I mean, you know, I'm not saying no things
to protect the innocence.
And the guilty.
Right. Would you find your man leading the home in a healthy way?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
What does healthy look like to you?
But what does healthy look like to you? Okay, so.
Control and influence.
Right. So what is right? So we're going to ask another question, but before we answer that, because this is becoming heated up conversation.
Now, can I just get this piece in? I mean, you're the moderator. I just want to say, leader doesn't mean we don't pick the brain of my partner. I'm smarter with her than without her. So it doesn't mean I do all the figuring out independently, because then I will make an inferior decision without fully valuing in a constructive way. We put our heads together.
Mm. I agree with that.
Right, okay. So you got agreement. Everybody agree with that. Everybody agree with that. All right, so we're going to take another caller. We're going to take another caller right now because we've been on that for a little while, and we're going to just keep it moving. And then, don't hang up. I'm gonna get back with you, and we have Carla. Hold on, guys. We have Carla ended in, hold on, 8-3-6-5. Carla ended in 8-3-6-5. Please state the city and state you're calling from. Carla ended in 8-3-6-5. If you have a comment or a question for anyone.
Okay,
so we're going to go on. We're going to move on to another caller. Caller ending in 0063. Caller ending in 0063. You can, if you have a question or comment, please state the city and state you're calling from. You are now live.
Well, I'm calling from North Carolina, but I was calling because my cousin was telling me that I could give a shout-out about my niece being ran over on September 24th, Tierra Graham.
Okay.
So, you know, we're trying to get, you know, some answers as to why the police haven't really investigated it. It happened in Queens, New York.
Okay. Well, I would say this.
Yes.
the platform is what, you know, we're talking about self-help.
About control,
and how to,
yeah.
You know, about, mm-hmm. But listen, but it applies to everything. And
right.
What is going on here? So you wanted to give the shout out. So now what is the results that you're expecting from this? Because this also has to deal with control. What is
it really does. You're right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess to bring notice in our own communities about how they don't respond to things when they happen in our communities that are bad.
Exactly. So let me ask you this. Let's all of us here, everybody that's on the line, everybody that's in the listening audience. So what do you think would be a way to work this out? What are the possible ways that we can, you know, get an answer to this, to make something
right.
different happen? No, I'm asking
right.
you. I'll share, but
right.
I'm asking you, what do you think that we can do?
Well, right now, yeah, this is good right now, just sharing the platform, making people aware that this is still going on and we're in 2022. You know what I mean? It's not like we were in 1960 and it goes away, you know. Apparently, you know, it's it was a news article about it in the paper, and they had the person, a picture of the person, a picture of the car that ran her down or ran her over, and they're still not doing anything about it.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say a couple of things here. Now,
okay.
there is, for those out here, because I don't want to get into, there's a conspiracy theory going on out here, and the others
right,
out
right,
here,
I got you.
And the folks in control and all that stuff. However, there is an energy and an entity and a movement going that the police are working towards. I'm not going to speak for all, but there is a movement
right.
that they're not going to be doing much of anything. They're
yeah.
going to be careful how I say this. And the
yeah.
thing is, there is a movement, a situation that they're moving towards an unrest, and then to people to act out and what have you, and then do things, and then when they're going to step in is they're going to step in and take over. And the only thing
gotcha.
I'm going to listen to me, folks, and listen to me carefully. I'm going to give you an analogy, and then you read between the lines.
Okay.
Think of if you read about vampires, the devil, however you read it, whatever the bottom line and what's going underneath that is, the vampire cannot enter your house unless what? Do you know?
You allow it.
Same
mm-hmm.
thing. There are rules to how this game is played. Now, they
mm-hmm.
cannot come in. They're not allowed to do anything, but there are conditions being put into place so that you are, that will force and encourage and motivate you to call them in. And once you give them that green light, they come in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to leave that
mm-hmm.
there. Now, what I'm
okay.
saying for us as a people, now look, the thing is we cannot expect someone to do something else for us. You know why? Because there's two levels here. On one level, nobody owes you anything. But
right.
listen to this. But listen, though. But in an evolved state, and then you have that higher understanding, yes, you can. But that's a whole nother story, and we'll get into that later. But getting to what you're bringing forth here now is, the thing is, we cannot wait for somebody else to give them control. We have to learn to be self-contained and self-empowered and, you know, self-governing so that we can take over and do things that we do it. We have to do it. We cannot expect somebody else to do it. If you got somebody that got their foot on your neck and trying to do everything to bring you down and go against you, you cannot go to them for the help. They're not going to give you that help. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm hearing that loud and clear, yeah.
All right. So we as a people and these folks, all of us that's on the line now, and then you spread the word out just by talking to other people, having these conversations, He let them know that. This is what we're talking about, the control and how to get it. You got to get it for yourself. Right. You got to have it for yourself. That's called mastering of self. You got to get it for yourself. You got to know it for yourself. And then you got to do for yourself. And then what you know, that's how you teach and you share with other people. And then when we realize and start waking up and come together, we can make things happen. We have the power. The thing is, we don't know who we are. We don't know who we are. If we knew who we are, we would understand and recognize the power that we have. But since we don't know who we are, we don't know, so we're feeling helpless. We're giving up our power and figure that we're looking to someone else to do something for us, which they can't. And then what they use, what is being used against you? Fear. That false evidence appearing real. This is fear. We have us scared of everything. What will shut us down quicker, very quickly, is fear and anger. And guess what? As a people, do you notice that every time you turn around, we are in that fear and we're angry about something? But that is purposely done so that you will shut down and you won't do anything. That's what they're depending on. But we have to take the time. We have to open up and want to learn more about who we are. They know who we are. Why don't we know who we are? You see what I'm saying? So I'm just getting back to you. I'm not yelling at you. I'm not yelling, but I just want us to understand that. Don't look for somebody else.
Okay, I appreciate it.
And I appreciate you calling. I hope I answered your question.
Okay,
I hope you out somewhat.
Okay, sure enough. All right, keep it going. All right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
So, Miss Angela, are you there?
Bye. Yes, I am. I'm here.
So
I got another caller that wanted to jump on. Hi.
Okay.
We're going to go to caller 8365. Let's go to caller 8365.
Let's do it.
Yes, this is Brother Anthony. I'm calling from the Bronx.
Hello,
from the Bronx,
Brother
New York.
Anthony.
What's up, Avon? Just calling in to support this issue right here, this topic of control. That's a psychological, social topic. I'm not going to get too deep because most people don't want stuff too deep. They want superficial stuff. But in terms of the man, the black man, I talk about our people. I'm not talking about everybody on the whole planet, just black people. The black man is the leader of his household, period. Period. All right. So that thing in this country is pushed by the FBI and the CIA, that black feminist stuff talking about, oh, no man. The man is the lead. Every nation on the planet, the man is a leader in his house. That's that stuff the government is pushing with Margaret Singer and all this stuff and Planned Parenthood and all that stuff was created to counteract the civil rights struggle when you know black history. So I'm not buying that nonsense. In Africa, the man run their household, China, Arabia, India, Pakistan, every nation. The man is the leader of his household. And this country is going to fall any day now. So when America and the whole entire white race fall, all that black feminist stuff and feminism, which were created by a CIA agent, that feminist stuff. Margaret Singer was a CIA agent or something. That stuff was to counteract the civil rights movement with Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and the Black Power movement. So I'm not falling for that. The white man is the leader of his household. The white man run this country. All that women's rights, even that's an illusion because it's men that's protecting you. The military runs this country. You don't tell the police, you don't listen to the police, they'll shoot you in your head, any brother. So you ain't that crazy, brother. I don't know what you're talking about. The police are men. Because black people, they act like they're crazy. Men run this country now in control and tell men and women what to do. So don't stop at a red light and the police is right there. Watch what they do to you. So y'all not crazy. People is not crazy. Men run this stuff now. Don't pay your rent, and you're going to get evicted out of your house. I don't. That's why I don't
so
listen to these people with all this stuff. They talk this nonsense, but when the white man stepped to them, they listen. They just talk
so what
this fantasy.
Is that, I just
they
want
just
to
talk
ask
this fantasy. This fantasy rebellious stuff. That's the reason why the divorce rate in the black and white community is like 60%, because the government did this to destabilize. That's warfare. So they weaponized this feminist movement, talking about women can do what they want to do. They can run around here like sluts and dress half naked. No man can't tell them what to do. First of all, as far as bad men, don't pick a bad man. Get a good man. If you're a man, vice versa, to be fair, you pick a good woman. The man is the leader of his household, just like the Most High said, in every religion. All right? That's that transgender Me Too movement, that satanic stuff. I'm not with that Satanism stuff. Men are the leader of their household. There's order in heaven as it is in earth. So that and that's anti-moral stuff is why this country is going to fall. Why Russia and China is going to shoot them missiles over here and kill everybody over here anyway. That's why everybody's going down with the ship, and we got COVID now, teaching people running around here teaching against morality. Good is going to win over evil at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
All right, so I don't know what people is talking about. So the government is about to fall, let alone any regular black person talking mess. So I don't know what people is talking about, man. These people is crazy. That's why you got all this chaos and stuff going on, all this confusion, which was caused by the government and a white supremacy and capitalism. That woman's movement by white women, they all racist. Racist white women who hate black women and black men. I'm not buying that nonsense. I got plenty of books and information on that right here. I got one right here. I just throw just one book out to back up what I'm saying. I'm not just sitting here rambling, running my mouth about stuff. Here we go, right here. The Negro Project, didn't I tell you about Margaret Sanger? Margaret Sanger's diabolical, duplicitous, dangerous, and deadly plan for black America. The author is Ron Edwards. The Negro Project is called. Bruce Flannery. So it goes in his book how all that Planned Parenthood and that woman's right, all that stuff is a setup. That stuff is to kill black people. It's so much information out here on this, man. Okay, so I'm not going to get too deep and burn people's brain, but the man is the head of the household. I'm not with that homosexual stuff. Talking about somebody, it's an equal. No, I'm the leader of my home. I'm not no faggot. And I don't need to try to pander to women to try to get in women's drawers. I'm going to be an alpha male, a male. That toxic masculinity is coming from Joe Biden and the government. I'm not with that nonsense. Because the white man run this country. White men control 99% of the wealth in this country. Even Bernie Sanders, a politician. So don't give me that nonsense. The white man runs stuff. Tell the white man that. He'll blow your brains out. Y'all don't tell the white man this stuff. The white man runs this country.
Okay, Anthony, let me ask you something. So are you saying, what I'm hearing, are you saying also that we are controlled somehow by the government as well?
Yeah, that's what
like,
I'm saying.
You're talking about control,
the government
right?
just told so, everybody, so I don't want to hear all these people who's so bad, these black people. None of y'all rebellious. All the majority of people, y'all took that shot. The government said, take this shot whether you want to or not, or I'm firing you from your job. Even Shaquille O'Neal, y'all all know who Shaq is. Even Shaq said, yes, the government, he said this after everything was almost over. Shaq came out and said, yes, they forced people. Because if you're taking away people's livelihood, you're forcing them. This is what Shaq said word for word. I can send you the video. That's forced. So the government, I don't want to hear this stuff. They just made all of y'all take, and that shot is poison to kill you. That shot is messing women period up. That's a fact. I got the proof on that. You can check out RZA Islam. It's messing women period up. It's giving people cancer, giving them heart attacks, giving them stroke. That period, that stuff has aborted baby feces in it, monkey brains. And y'all listen to the government. The government control. You can't get no more control than that. Y'all do everything the government say. Get a driver's license, do this, go to school. Y'all don't question that. Y'all do it. Because if you don't do it, you won't survive. Unless you selling drugs, you're going to end up dead or in jail or locked up. So if you work in a job, you be in control, not even regular. Don't give me that nonsense. Stupid talk, man. It's the last days, man. We ain't got time for to be playing around. No homosexual men talking like they a faggot.
No
time
let
for
me
no
ask
faggot
you this.
Homosexual
so
stuff, man.
So what I'm hearing, let me just ask you this. Are you saying that men that agree with, like, you saying that men that have the ideology that a woman is equal in a home, that's not realistic? How do you?
No, it's not realistic. It's not realistic. It's not according to nature, and it doesn't work. The man is the leader of the house. I'm not saying go get some, I don't want to go, don't get some, let's say, dysfunctional man. Let me clean it up.
Right.
So I won't curse.
Okay.
Let's say don't get a
Thank
dysfunctional
you.
Man.
Because, okay.
you know, when you talk to a lot of black women, they always say, this guy didn't, you know. Well, don't talk to somebody like that. And you, sister, make sure you have it together. Because I don't want no chicken head or no hoochie neither. I don't want no inner bee neither.
Okay.
I don't want no
okay.
out of order black woman neither. So make sure you got it together. So this,
okay,
this
cool.
one-sided That's stuff, the universe deals with balance. That's why you got a left hand and a right hand, a left eye and a right eye, a left foot and a – that's called balance. But the man
okay.
is the leader of the home. It doesn't mean that I'm superior to you or better than you. That's why the Bible says the woman is the weaker vessel, meaning weaker physically. The man is the leader, so – And when, because the reason why that's dangerous and they point that only towards black community. I don't listen. Anybody start talking that stuff, I don't even listen to you, brother or sister. I don't care if it's a sister. I'm not scared. I don't care about the cancel culture, Me Too movement, or I don't listen to all that stuff. That's the government. All that is government controlled. These people do what the government tell them to do, and that's only to stabilize the black community. That's from the CIA. And any black person kicking that, I think you an agent. I don't trust you. I don't trust you as far as I can throw you, brother or sister, because a lot of our people are coons and Uncle Toms. And
okay,
they tell you stupid stuff, and they don't have no receipts. But then the white man dominates. You listen to Joe Biden. Joe Biden tell you to do something, you're going to do it. So don't act like you stupid or you don't know what I'm talking about. These people act
right.
like they retarded. Like, yo, you know what I'm talking about. You fall in line. You go to work, you get up. If you keep showing up late for work, you're going to get fired. So you ain't stupid. And if you don't pay your taxes, the IRS, like George Maxwell used to say, will come to Bavaria, come and get you. Bohemia, wherever you are on the planet, come get you. You don't pay your taxes. That's what they sent Al Capone to jail for tax
okay,
evasion.
But let me
That's
just,
the only
let me
thing
just,
they can
I'm,
get
I'm
them
sorry.
On.
Hold on, Anthony. Just let me just say this, okay, because I got people that's waiting. And also, I just want to just say something, right? And then we're going to go take a couple of more callers. But listen, I have people texting me, and like I said, I had a live audience in my house. People are saying that now there's men, right? The first question is there's men who are saying that they prefer to have a household led, more equal household. Now, some people say because black men are not getting jobs and they're not in control and they understand that women have to help out, you know, take care of the home, that they can't be full-time providers and protectors of their home. What do you think about that? Because even men are saying, you know, women should be, they got more rights.
It's an easy topic. The brother from the Nation of Islam, shout out to him, True Islam, Wesley Muhammad wrote a whole book on that called The Effeminization of the Black Man. Any man that's saying that, I think he's a faggot. I don't trust, you could have to be married and be a faggot to me. I don't listen to that stuff. You could even beat me physically and be a fag. Faggots rape men in jail. So I don't care, brother, about you knowing how to fight. Faggots know how to fight. The white man, the whole white race is a bunch of faggots. And they yet they conquered and kick conquered us and conquered the world. So I don't care about you knowing how to fight. You a faggot. You talking about women's poster. I don't listen to no brother telling me that nonsense. On the white man, neither. The white man's a faggot. The white Joe Biden can't tell me that the woman run the house. So if I ain't scared of the president or the FBI or the CIA or COINTELPRO or the police department, I'm not scared of no black person, no woman, or nobody going to tell me what to do. I'm the leader of my household. The man is the leader. And I don't even need the Bible to know that. Nature teaches it. But I'll get back to the question because I don't want to digress too much. The question is,
all right,
those men that did that there's a book that Wesley Muhammad got for people who want to buy that's interested in knowledge. It's called The Effeminization of the Black Man by Dr. Wesley Muhammad of the Nation of Islam with Farrakhan. All right? That's a book of counteracting toxic masculinity, a term that was made up by the CIA for only black men. Because this stuff is targeted toward black men. White men get on TV and say all type of racist stuff, of Governor DeSantis and Mitch McConnell, all these Republicans get on TV talking about, oh, slavery was good for America to help build. So killing millions of black people was good for who? You mean white people. And he's not arrested and killed. Because if I had the army, I would blow his brains. I would kill him. I'd kill all these powers.
Okay.
They come on TV and say all type of racist stuff to black people, and they get away with it because they got the power. So as far as this stuff, those men that's willing to do that has been effeminized. I'm not no faggot. I'm not effeminized. And they try to cancel you from saying this type of stuff so they can continue. Because, see, this society is run by white devils. And there's a lot of black devils, too. Every black person who agrees with the white man, you're a black devil, like Dr. York said. You're a black devil. So you have black devils, too, and you're going to be killed. All these evil black people with this type of stuff.
I'm sorry to cut you up, but we don't want to promote, you know, there's certain, you know, rules and FCC rules that we don't want to say certain, like, kill, you know, certain language. So, you know, if you could, like, clean it up
right,
a little
bit. Right. Okay, I won't
but,
say
yeah.
that. But all I'm trying to say yeah. is that those men that will agree with that, I understand the question you asked him. Those men that agree with that has been effeminized. All right? And some black men that want women to run the house, that's some sadomasochism stuff because they've been raised by a woman like the brother Tariq Nasheed said on his radio show. They've been raised by their mother, their grandmother, and their sisters. Men are supposed to run the household. That was a plot by the government in the 1960s, from 1965 to give an exact date, to get the black man out the home to destroy the Black Panther Party for self-defense. Okay?
Oh, okay,
white man actually admitted that in a new movie that's done by white people called the movie on Fred Hampton, the Black Judas and Judas, which is a black traitor. It was a black FBI agent who had Fred Hampton set up. Can't say that ain't true. Poison him and go look at that movie, Judas and the Black Messiah. Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I hope the listeners, just one moment. I hope the listeners out there is just, you know, writing this stuff down because we're dropping a lot of people is giving us a lot of knowledge today, a lot of references.
And that's based,
can you just name that book again?
This is not based on emotion. I just talk with a lot of passion, like Malcolm X or Martin Luther King or Fred Hampton, Huey P. Newton or Marcus Garvey or any other black leader or Khalid Muhammad. A Khalid Abdul Muhammad. So it's not that I'm angry. I'm speaking with passion. Malcolm X spoke with passion.
We respect that.
And then the media turned the white racist media, because this country is about two things: racism, white supremacy, and capitalism. Capitalism is a whole religion. Being an atheist and not believing in God is a religion, because that's what they teach in school: atheism. And have us worship technology. I don't worship technology. I don't worship the white man's weapons. I'm not impressed with nothing. Black people already had all this 50,000 years ago. So I'm not impressed with nothing in this, because this is not an advanced civilization. If you have no morals, you're not advanced. You are a caveman. You are a savage.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Let me just take another caller. I have another caller. Hold that thought for a minute. I'm going to come back if I could, because we have other callers in the queue. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you for the contribution. And I'm going to come back to you. I just want to just get another caller. All right, callers, you hear? We're doing a different perspective. Avon, you want to say something? We're just doing different perspectives and listening to everyone, the different ideologies and different opinions about everything. So it's just interesting to see and hear how everyone is thinking. But Avon, you want me to take another call, or you want to?
Yes, this is beautiful. I love the interaction and I love the balance that's going on here. And I want to hear how we're thinking and what's going on. People need to speak. So long as
okay, so a couple of things that came up for so the next caller that we will mention is that we're talking about control. So tonight's show is about control and how to get it, okay? Different ways control shows up in our lives, whether it's the government, whether it's your relationships. So basically tonight it was a lot of relationship. Avon mentioned, you know, relationships, how control show up in relationships, and it came up that men should be – some people that I have live said that the woman – from ages 25 to 35 said that they would prefer a man to be leaders in a home. And then one caller said that women should be more independent and shouldn't want that. All right. So we just going through different opinions and ideologies and I understood the other caller as well, because they saying that, you know, women can make decisions and, you know, do stuff, and it could be an equal home. But then some men are saying, no, like, you know, a man should be the leader of the home. And a lot of women agreed. So the next caller just has information on that, on what we've been talking about thus far. The last caller, please state your city and state that you're calling from. You don't have to say your name if you don't want to, but your city and state that you're calling from, and whether you have a question or a comment. The number ending in 5748. You're about to go live. You're live now. 5748. Okay. Well, 5748. Got disconnected. All right, so we have a caller. We're going to go back. Avon, do you have anything else to say? Because I was just going to go back to the queue and see if anyone else has something.
Okay, what I would like to say is this is beautiful. I like the exchange that we're having here and the balance. We need to hear both sides. Women have, they speak for themselves, and we do a lot of it. We get the opportunity, and a lot of times the men don't get to speak and say what it is they're feeling. But see, this, we want this to be an example, and then we want this to happen more often. You know, men should speak for men and let us know how they're thinking, what's going on in their heads, and not guess what it is that they're thinking or speak for them all the time. Because a lot of the times, the information that we get, I'm finding, is very unbalanced. Now, I'm going to say this, folks might, but, you know, we talk about the manosphere and, you know, and what's going on there, and then women and why we're so upset with each other. Now, think about this. Again, women, well, a lot of times men, we have these single parent homes here. And a lot of times, yes, the men are raised by the women, so they're getting the woman's perspective and what have you. And then the women are feeling away because they're left raising these kids and left to themselves. So we have this resentment and these animosities going on here. But I'm going to say this, folks may get upset, but the thing is, this is where self-control is and self-mastery. Everybody has choices here. You know what I'm saying? No one makes you do anything at any given time. You have a choice, either to do it or not. Now, you may be under duress when you make these choices, but you have a choice. Now, and the thing is, this pointing of the fingers, pointing at each other and blaming each other. The only person that you should blame is you take that pointer finger and turn it towards you and point towards yourself. because you are responsible for you. You are in control. You have to take accountability for what you want to do. Like I said earlier, everybody wants to claim, I'm a grown-age this, I'm a grown-age that, when it's going good and I'm tough and whatever. But when things are not quite as pretty as we like and we don't like the outcome of some of these choices that we make, you can't blame somebody else for that. You made a choice. Now we have to start making better choices. And this is that self-work. You got to know that. You got to go inward and figure these things out. You got to get this and get to know this. You cannot make somebody else know it. And the other thing is, why are you worrying about forcing somebody else to do it if you're not willing to do it for yourself? How are you going to tell somebody else what to do and you won't even do it for yourself? We got to take accountability. We got to take responsibility for the way we think and our actions and our choices. And when we make better choices, we're going to get better results. So I'm going to, and one more thing I want to say is, and then what we heard from Brother Anthony, basically telling you, like, when you don't take control of your own life and your own situation and you don't have your own agenda, there are people in the wings, entities in the wings ready to take over. They have no problem stepping in and taking over your life and controlling your narrative. So you need to get your own agenda and work your agenda and focus on your agenda. Because if you don't, you're going to be following somebody else's agenda. And then you cannot complain later. We got to become aware of this. Now, we have been distracted in life, have us busy working, doing this. So we're distracted. So we're not paying attention. And a lot of things are sneaking in and getting to us subliminally, and we don't realize it until it's too late. And then we need to stop, and we got to stop and think. You got to always do a self-analysis. Where did this thought come from? Why am I thinking this way? And then you got to ask, are these my thoughts? Are these my beliefs? You got to do these self-check and ask. And if it's not, then you need to say, oh, shucks, where did I get this from? And is this serving me? If not, then you need to get rid of it. And you need to constantly be doing that and paying attention to what's going on. That's your self-work. That's the control that you get over yourself, the self-mastery. Always asking your questions, always seeking. You don't get it all by yourself, yes, by interacting with other people. We learn these things. And the thing is, we want to be in love. Ask yourself why you want to be in these relationships, and there's all types. But like I say, the most important one is the relationship with self. You understand and work that out, then you can be in proper, balanced relationships with other people. You know, so it's just that you have to want it. It doesn't just happen. You got to do that work. So that's some of the thoughts. We can get back into it more. Anybody else has any thoughts or want to add on to that? We're open and we welcome it. So Angela, do we have any other callers? Anyone else that we want to revisit so they can respond to what they've heard thus far? So you can go ahead.
Well, I have a couple of people that's in the chat that's asking questions. One person said, what about, and this is in reference to what Anthony said, what about if the government is controlling your life? And how do you get control over that?
You just said it. First of all, you have to identify and recognize what is going on. So you see this.
I'm sorry. Like meaning the shots, prices going up, et cetera, they said. Yeah.
Well, that is, isn't that a lot of form of intimidation right there, right? That's one way of controlling. Forcing you to be this way. And this is what I said before, keeping you in fear and keeping you angry, keeping you off balance so that you're not functioning and you're not thinking. A lot of people, oh my God, well, you know, if I don't do this and take this, then I don't have a job, I can't feed my family, whatever. But the thing is, we got to get to a point where sacrifices are going to have to be made. And see, this is where you need to be proactive. We've been sitting back and allowing things to happen to us. Things have been happening, and then we react, and then you just leave it alone and don't do anything further with it. And guess what? People are watching that. They know it. They'll get mad or whatever, make a little bit of noise or whatever. Then it's going to go back and we can do this. We can do whatever we want to them. This okay. This is where leadership comes in as well. Okay, we got to take some of these hits or whatever. You got to take control of your condition and what's going on with you. Now these were tests that was going on here. They done forced these mandates on you. Got people taking shots. Now they're going to keep pushing and pushing it. They're going to take away this right from you and the next, and then the next thing you know, they'll control you completely. So we got to wake up and pay attention to these things. And this is, you got to know who you are and understand. Once you understand who you are, your connection to this world and this earth and to other people, you can see and recognize what's going on and you counteract it. But you need to know who you are. I can't express that enough. There's nothing outside of you. You got to know who you are. And then when you know who you are and tap into that, recognize that, get in alignment with that, then you will know how to move and you can stop things and shut things down. But they know this. Other people know this. Why don't we know this? And I'm going to charge everyone on this line, and then you tell somebody else and people that you know, learn something. Find out who you are. Let's start doing this now. Don't wait till the last minute or whatever, because then we're behind the eight ball. We're behind the gun and, you know, it's pointed at us. This is what we need to be teaching our children, who you are. That's what's going on right now. Then until we get that, guess what? Then you got your warriors out here that's going to have to be in the front lines and take things, and they're going to have to make moves or whatever to get this done until we understand this and get caught up with who we are. So you got a lot of different levels and things going on here that we're going to have to coordinate it. We are going to have to do it. No one else can do it for us, and you don't want to keep asking anybody, and especially the oppressor and the person that's doing these things to you. The thing is, observe and learn. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Don't let things just keep happening. Pay attention, analyze it, break it down, and figure out what it is. Read. There's plenty of information on the internet, whatever. You can get it while you're working, whatever, listening to these shows or what have you. If you really want to do it, you can find a way. The ways will appear for you, but you got to want it. You got to call it in. You have to call it in. So these are some thoughts. Did I answer your question, or is there something else that you wanted to ask, or you want to bring some more folks up?
Okay, I'll just go back to the last digit, 9944. 9944, do you have anything? Once again, the show is about control and how to get it, whether it's, you know, how control shows up in our lives, whether in relationships, you know, the government. One person asked, what about the government? It's controlling your life. What about the government controlling your life, and do you get, how do you get control, your own control back? What about the prices of inflation and, you know, stuff that's going on? And Avon, I just want to make it clear, you're saying that if they have control over themselves, then things are, you know, then that's a form of controlling their situation?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. You got to know who you are. And once you know who you are, then you know what you can do.
Okay, somebody said, is that how do you, what about if you know who you are, but you can't control how the government and entities, how the government and other people handle things?
Okay, I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
If you truly know who you are and how this works, the government and all this other stuff, you wouldn't be affected by it if you truly knew who you were. And I'm gonna say that. And then if the brothers want to join in with that or speak on that, or if you want to add to that, but that's my thought on that. And that's
okay.
And if we can go on that for a whole nother show, we can do a lot with that as well. So go ahead.
So let's go to 9944 again. 9944, I have you guys live again. Shalimar.
Yeah, Abdul was trying to get in. If you tell me there's time once Abdul has responded, because he's been trying to get in, then I will. If not, then I'm happy to listen. But I think he was trying to get in.
Yes, we have time. You know, we're just, you know, I guess like 3 or 4 minutes for each person, like 4 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes, like 3 minutes per person. But go ahead, because we've been out of time now. But go ahead.
I just brought Abdul, and the thing I wanted to say was this. The government is in the process of changing the system that we now live under. This is what's going on. This is why this is all chaos throughout the United States. They're going through this new world order thing that they have already been put in place a long time ago before any of us was ever born. But they're acting on it now. So everything in this country is going to get worse. Shootings, killings, kidnappings, you name it, car accidents, they're behind the whole thing. They're flooding the streets because I'm from the 60s. They're flooding the street with the guns. That's how you think these kids get all these guns and killing people every day with them. The government put them out there. They can't go in a gun store and buy this stuff. They put the guns on the street for the kids to go out killing, and who are they killing? They're killing their own people. Okay, it's a mind control type thing. You know, give them the means and they'll kill themselves. Self-genocide. Okay, and you're talking about as far as doing anything against this, there is nothing you can do. Okay, because you got to remember this. When a person controls your finances, they control you. They limit what you can make on the job. They limit what you can buy. They limit where you can go, okay? They say whether or not you can take a trip to another country because you have to have their passport, you know? So they got complete control of everybody all the time. Now, I'm going to tell you something I shouldn't say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I work for the government. I've been working for them for years and years and years, you know what, for two reasons. So I can spy on them and get the information from them at the same time. So I've always known what they was doing. They've always known what I was doing. It was like they didn't know I wasn't spying on them. They knew I was spying on them. They knew I was copying records and everything. They let me do this stuff. Because you know why? They know they don't care, and they know I don't care. But what they're doing is changing the system. They're going to break this country down to where everybody is going to have to go to the government to get all resources from. That's why they slowly doing it. And they're going to get rid of what people have now. You have paper money. It's called Federal Reserve Notes. That's going away. They're moving everything now to digital currency. That's what that cryptocurrency and all that mess, that's why they came out with that crap. They started that so they can slowly but surely get people over to their own digital system that they have to go under. And all the money you have saved in the bank, in your accounts and all this stuff is going to have to be converted over to their system so they can say, hey, this is what you have now. And if you give them a hard time, they say, we'll cut you off. You don't have anything. And there's nothing you can do about it. Taking the government to court is the biggest waste of time there is. The judges and the politicians are all controlled by the real government, what people call the Illuminati. They got many names for it. They run everything in this country, and nothing is going to get better. It's going to get worse. That's why I try to tell people now that if you're living with somebody, try to make the best out of it you can. Don't try to be overbearing to another person. Try to live peaceably because things are only going to get worse. The kids are off the hook. Parents can't control their kids no more. When I say control their kids, I mean parents can't even control them to the point where you let them go out in the street and hope they won't kill nobody today. You know what I mean? That's the mindset of these kids because they look at stupid stuff. They want the jewelry, they want the jeans, they want the sneakers, and they want all stupid stuff instead of getting the education that they need. You know, I hate to say this, but I'm going to be honest about one thing. The lack of education determines where a person is going to be in life. Okay, so you get a lot of men talk a lot of trash about doing this and doing that. But, you know, look at their educational background for the people that say that. They ain't got none. Okay, they just got a lot of mouth and a lot of talking, but they ain't got the education behind it. And they think that they educate themselves by reading somebody's book or listening to somebody's speech, and then they're going to come off like they got it all. That's a person you should never listen to. Because a person that really cares about people will tell you the truth. And as far as that, yeah, go ahead.
Let me do something that, now, I was just speaking to my homeschool, my son, right? So we were just talking about education, right? But when you say education, right, because I'm a homeschool mom, I homeschool my children. What do you mean,
right,
when you say education, people need education, what do you mean by education?
Okay, you need both. You need formal education plus you need parental education. You need the education from your parents, whatever they know, should be passed on to the children. And then they need a formal education out here in this world. They should all go to college. Okay, a lot of people knock that, but they have to go to college because without a college degree, you get the low end of the scale for employment. That's just the way it is. You know what I mean? If you don't have those papers behind you, that's where you're going to be. You're going to be standing in line.
A practitioner of that, I totally disagree. I'm kind of like almost in retirement, not really in retirement. I'm homeschooling my child now, but I was a real estate broker and I easily made six digits and I didn't have I didn't have a college degree. Easily made six digits. Mm-hmm. And if I go back into real estate, I can easily make six digits because of the training that I have. So it doesn't apply to everyone. Because they do, they do promote. Can I just finish? They do promote education, but I'm a prime example of not having a degree, a formal educational degree. I had I was licensed as a broker, and I made more money than doctors and lawyers, and without a degree.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Ask you this: you're an adult, though. Okay, that's no good for our kids today coming up. That's what I'm trying to say. You're missing the point. I'm saying for the kids today, for them to make it, they can't do it the way you did it. They can't do it the way I did it. They have to have that. Go ahead.
I have three young adults in here. They said they could do social media. Like, people are making money easier now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They make
money off the internet, of course.
Hold on, wait. You have little kids, 7, 8 years old, that's making more money than with any of us, with TikTok, with YouTube, and I know how to go on different people's YouTube.
But you know, let me explain to you what that's about. Yeah, but that's the reason why they're doing that. That's the government behind. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's the government behind that so that the kids will jump on this stuff. Think about this. You got these young rappers out here making millions of dollars a year. They ain't got no education at all. But see, that's what they want. This way they could easily crush you and control you because they're going to get rid of that. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. The more education a child can get, the better he's going to be off for this new world that's coming. You thinking about the world we live in today, this is on its way out. Okay, this is the mindset. See, I came up with the internet. Before the internet ever existed for the public, the government had it, and I worked for it. So we had it, and you know, when it came out back in 1994, I was wondering to myself, why are they going to give the internet to the public? It makes no sense. And then I realized, I said, oh, man, it makes sense now because they can control all the computers in the world from one system. One system is the internet. That way they can control everybody and monitor everybody in every country all at once. That's the reason why they did it. Yeah, so, but don't think just because these people can make money without an education. Let me tell you something about that. The lack of knowledge is the end of a person's life. When all they know is how to do things without being educated, they ain't going nowhere because their mindset is wrapped up in whatever it is they're doing, making that money. Okay? So that's on its way out. That's to fool you. They want people out there not getting education so they could dance and sing and do stuff on YouTube and all this.
Keep saying
the control.
But look, you're talking about math, reading, writing. I don't understand because education can come in different forms. Like you're talking about, okay, going to school. Let me just ask you this because I want to be clear. Somebody else asked me. Are you talking about going to school, right? Getting their education because remember they set up their own system. So it's because there's a difference when people say, okay, you playing the game because you need their education to be able to survive a system that's understandable.
Yeah.
In their world. So that's understandable. That doesn't necessarily in your eyesight, do that necessarily means education? Because let me tell you what I tell my son. He's 12, right? So I homeschool him and I had a teacher, I spoke to one of his teachers that, you know, assists with his homeschooling. And I told her that I want two things for my son. I want him to be home educated, but also know how to go into the system, follow their rules, and pass their tests so he can pass the rules and regulations of school, right? So is that really education? Is that really education? Or is that just following the rules in a system so you can be able to make a living? Because that's what I think that people is getting confused with. Like, what I teach at home is more creativity. School doesn't teach that, and I'm sure you know, because you keep speaking of education. So what they teach is rules, regulations, and standards, right? Certain their standards, what they say this is how I want it, Common Core, assessments, stuff like that, right? So once you follow those rules, then you pass, right? So that's one thing. But education in terms of just knowledge, that's just basically training and teaching people how to follow rules.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. When your child...
Listen. Brother Abdul, okay, I want you to answer that question. You have about a minute to do that, and then we're going to close up and do a review, and then we're going to end, okay? So go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, well, the thing is with the educational part is this. That's a must, number one. It's something you have to do. You can only for your instance, just like you said, you homeschool your kids, but you have no, and this is no offense, don't take it as offensive, you have limited knowledge. You can only teach them what you know. That's not everything they need to know. Just like I can only teach my children what I know, and that's not everything they need to know. So what you're giving them is a limited education by homeschooling them instead of them going to a formal school environment. You know, that's where they need to be. Because any parent teaching a child has limited education to pass on. You're only limited, so you're limited them. You're limited their knowledge skills, their learning ability, and all that by homeschooling kids. That's why I never believed in homeschooling kids. You know, my parents could have never homeschooled me because we would have been fighting. They would have been whooping my ass, but I would have never listened.
No, he has teachers from the Board of Education. They do his main work. They have teachers from the Board of Education.
Mm-hmm. But they still have to go. Okay, but they have to go beyond that. That's what I'm saying. Kids today it's so much they got to learn because let me tell you something. This world that we live in is so screwed up. is only going to get worse. That's why the kids got to get out there and get away from their parents and get out there and mingle with these people, and I mean the other students, the other educational people that directs them, so they can learn as much as they possibly can, because they're going to have to deal with this, and it ain't much time. We're on a limited time base here, because they're going to do something traumatic in this country. I don't know what, but they're up to something, because the guy I work for, I'm going to tell you who I work for. I work for the Department of Homeland Security. Before there was Department of Homeland Security, which Butch gave him that title, okay, when I first worked for them, it was a long time ago, and it was Homeland Security. All they did at that time was handle people breaking into banks, financial institutions electronically, okay, and then now Department of Homeland Security is involved with everything. You know, anything anybody does, they're involved with it. And my opinion.
Who to ask you, are you working with the feds? Somebody begged me to jump in. Are you part of the feds? I don't know why they keep.
No, I'm not part of them. No, because I'm a private contractor. They pay me off the books. I will never work for the government. I do work for them. You know what I mean? You got to understand the terminology. I don't work for them. I do work for them. You know what I mean? That's like somebody working on my car. That person is working on my car because I'm paying them on the side. So that's the same thing I've always been doing for them.
Okay, because like Avon said, we got a quick question. I mean, we have to like shut down. It's about the show's about to end. But one question somebody wanted to say: what do you think about men have taken leadership in their home? That's what somebody was saying.
I think that's totally wrong. 100% wrong. Okay. You ain't gonna have no woman happy being dictated to. Okay, a woman that says that she wants this man to control over her, is something wrong with her. You should always want it 50-50. You know what I mean? Nobody should control you no kind of way or dictate. There's no such thing as a man got to be the head of a household. My father and my mother always got along. They never discussed anything in front of the children, ever. Never. So whatever they disagreed upon was between the two of them. And I never seen them argue.
Somebody, these questions is coming up over here.
Okay, we're gonna have to hold that. But this is a beautiful ship. Okay. And listen, and everybody that was here, we want you to return and come back, because we got a lot more to share. And then we will find that a lot of these things will continue to come up because it's all connected. So what I want to do, I want to thank everyone that was on the line tonight. You had wonderful questions and answers and thoughts on what was going on tonight. So what I want to do is, again, remind us that tonight's show was Control and How to Get It. And I want to leave us with some homework to do, okay? So first step, this is for the self-work. I want you to, one, step back and analyze. Two, I want you to ask yourselves the hard questions. Don't make excuses. Be truthful about what's going on. Identify and now ask yourself the question. One question: who should you control? Why
yourself.
Do you feel you need control? And three, why do you try to control someone else? And I want to end and leave you with this quote. I want to say, how you is their karma. And how you react is yours. So I want to say good night on behalf of myself and Angie. Say good night to the family. And we want you to look for us and to join us again for future shows.
Thank you.
Good night.
Peace and blessings. Good night. Peace and blessings.
All right.